In the bustling offices of TTVN, the air buzzed with a frantic energy. Screens blinked with streams of data, reflecting on the serious faces of the team who were locked in a race against time. TTVN is the organization that would be responsible for bringing the internet into Vietnam. And right now, the future of internet access is hanging in the balance. The head of TTVN gathered his team in the conference room.
"We're under attack,"
he began, his voice cutting through the tense silence.
"Our responsibility extends beyond the development and integration of the internet. Our primary challenge is to convince the government of the safety of this technology."
Everyone agreed. They were acutely aware that if the government caught wind of this failure, they might shut the project down.
"We've traced the origin of the threat,"
the head continued.
"It came from a university account, a user named Vong Quang Kai. We've issued a warning, and the attacks have ceased. But it's a temporary relief. We need a long-term solution to ensure the security of TTVN.
His eyes met each team's member's turn.
"We are the vanguard of Vietnam's technological revolution. We have some of the country's brightest minds among us. It is our responsibility to ensure that Vietnam is not left behind in the digital age due to security concerns."
Likely building multiple layers of security, the team felt reassured before TTVN began crashing again. When traced, it was from Kai. Enraged, the team then forced Kai's account shut before receiving another assault. Again, from Kai. The head observed this relentless attack and decided that perhaps there was an opportunity instead. Turns out, there was. With their blessing, Vong Quang Kai would come to play a crucial role in the lives of 100 million Vietnamese and prove that in this country, their technology can rival the West. From 1UP Media, this is Empires, episode 2 of a 4-part series. An amazing brand. Zalo is part of the Zing portfolio of products under VNG, which includes social media in Zing Me to music sharing in Zing MP3. Emerging as the crowning jewel among these offerings is Zalo. The nomenclature is a blend of the Zing brand and A Lo, a Vietnamese phrase synonymous with a friendly greeting. This fusion reflects not only a clever marketing strategy, but also a deep respect for local customs. The combination of both would ultimately propel Zalo to become the most popular messenger within Vietnam, used by an astounding 90% of Vietnam's internet audience. The Zing lineup that would transform VNG from a gaming company into a Vietnamese entertainment giant is spearheaded by Vong Quang Kai. Kai, who was born on August 17, 1979, is a quiet figure. Not much is known about his private life, except that his father was a researcher and his mother a businesswoman. Growing up, he often wondered which of the two he would prefer, but decided that making an impact would be the most important. In the limited interviews that Kai gives, one would say it best.
If I was born 100 years ago, I would definitely work in electricity because that is the field that has the biggest influence on people's lives.
Kai's fiery ambitions are masked by his downward tapering eyes and eyebrows, which the media often jests as creating an impression of constant sadness. Despite these gentle jabs, it's widely understood that a man of Kai's stature and accomplishments has little to be melancholy about. His path, lined with determination and tireless dedication, led him to become the executive vice president of VNG. His impact was so profound, observers often mistake him for a co-founder, despite his arrival at the company 3 years after its inception in 2004. The journey that Kai walked and its implications to Vietnam would be both far-reaching and arduous. After TTVN was hacked the third time, the head of TTVN, who also happened to have worked in FPT, reached out. FPT is part of Vietnam's Big Four telecommunications companies, providing internet subscription to the masses. The company had started the Young Talent Center, where they would groom the next generation of FPT leaders. Kai, like many others, saw the opportunity and eventually became the first class president of the program. Profiled as the best and displaying strong potential, the director of FPT Internet Center believed that Kai could be part of their elite team to lead the overseas expansion. Excited to share the good news, he brought Kai in for a meeting.
"Kai,"
he started, admiration lacing his words.
"Your performance in our Young Talent program has been nothing short of exceptional. You've showcased leadership, determination, and a knack for innovation that has not gone unnoticed."
Kai listened, gratitude lighting up his face.
"Given your potential,"
the director continued,
"I want to propose something exciting. We believe you could play a crucial role in our team leading the overseas expansion. This position would offer you a unique opportunity to shape the future of our company and internet access worldwide."
Kai paused, processing the offer.
"I am truly honored and grateful for this opportunity,"
he began.
"My time here at FPT has been instrumental in making me realize the importance and my passion for the internet."
The director smiled, assuming the meeting was going as expected. But Kai continued.
"However, I feel a calling towards a different path. I want to pursue entrepreneurship. This might be the riskier choice, but it's a journey I believe I must embark on."
For a moment, the director sat in stunned silence. When he spoke, his voice held a note of desperation.
"Kai, think about the experience, the mentorship, and the impact you could have. I truly appreciate your understanding and the significant opportunity FPT has presented me. But I must follow my path towards entrepreneurship. That is where my passion truly lies."
"Kai, you're going to leave one of the best opportunities you can get today, just to try something new?"
"Yes, I think I am."
Surprising his entire cohort and the FPT leadership team, Kai rejected FPT's lucrative offer and instead went with his gut. To many, they regarded Kai's move as ludicrous, leaving everything he had worked for behind. After Kai left, he met a friend who suggested to him that he join Vena Games, the predecessor of VNG. Back then, Vena Games was still focused on expanding JX Online, a game that became the best-selling series in Vietnam historically. Given the portfolio of online games, Kai promptly rejected, certain that the internet would be his focus and passion. Instead, he considered applying to study in the US while exploring entrepreneurship. The latter would be the first time that Kai's luck would run out. Tied to no business, Vuong Quang Kai embarked on a quest to enhance Vietnam's online landscape. Crafting multiple innovative internet products, he sought to reflect his own unique vision for a digitally advanced Vietnam. One such product was the pioneering online map of Hanoi. The map was a groundbreaking innovation, allowing users to effortlessly search for places and plot their directions, much like the global standard we now know as Google Maps. Kai also pursued a Vietnamese search engine, not unlike Google, and its standout feature lay in its understanding of the nuanced Vietnamese language. At a time when Vietnam juggled with numerous encodings not supported by Google, Kai's engine that could effortlessly convert between various encodings offered an ingenious solution. But as the nation rallied towards Unicode standardization, Kai recognized that there was no chance for him to compete against Google's global dominance. His search engine, though remarkable, was now meaningless. In the face of this daunting challenge, Kai made a decision. He would momentarily step away from the tumultuous world of tech and immerse himself in Columbia University, a prestigious institution in the United States. Kai would remain in America for the next 3 years, and during this time, Vena Games would undergo a huge transformation. In 2004, a humble internet cafe named Vena Games sprouted in Vietnam, the brainchild of Le Hong Min. Conceived as a pet project, it began as a venue for casual gamers to gather and compete. However, as Min and his team observed the rising popularity of online games permeating Vietnamese culture, the prospect of transforming this hobby into a serious venture emerged. Spurred by this realization, Min's team chose to reinvent themselves, transforming from a digital cafe to distributor of games. A twist of fate brought them into alliance with Kingsoft, a struggling Chinese company, enabling them to distribute a game named JX Online. On March 21, 2005, JX Online was introduced to the Vietnamese gaming community. The game struck a chord with the Vietnamese players, bringing a tidal wave of revenue, 3 years' worth of projected income in a mere 3 months. Vena Games continued to ride the surge over the next 3 years, expanding its reach in an ambitious bid to rise as a dominant distributor of online games. Yet, as their influence grew, a cloud of worry cast a shadow over Min. He observed an unsettling pattern. None of the other games could replicate the meteoric success of JX Online. In 2007, Min's fears converged into a crucial meeting. This summit was destined to decide the fate of Vena Games, setting them on an unforeseen trajectory that would inevitably intersect with the life of Vuong Quang Kai. Gathered around a weathered table in Vena Games' office, Min called his team to attention.
Team!
As the echoes of the usual chatter receded, an air of anticipation filled the room. Min began, his voice filled with a mixture of determination and uncertainty.
We've done incredible work here. JX Online's success was beyond anything we could have imagined. 3 years' worth of forecasted revenue in just 3 months. But I've been thinking, is that success repeatable? We've seen that not all games hit the mark the way JX Online did.
A hush fell over the room, the team absorbing Min's words. After a pause, a voice rose from the crowd.
So, we've been talking about expanding overseas. Maybe by bringing the games to multiple markets, one market would be successful and cover the rest.
Min looked thoughtful.
That's possible, but I can't shake this worry. If we expand overseas, we've got to learn a new language or find a new partner. It doesn't sound like we've any advantage in either option.
The room was in tacit agreement and worried. The future of Vena Games did not sound secure. Min continued.
I know everyone is worried. Here's what I propose. We remain focused on Vietnam, but instead of primarily being a distributor of games, we transition to become an internet company. There are so many similarities between online gaming and the internet business. We can leverage our knowledge and the experience we gained with JX Online to create impactful internet products for the people of Vietnam.
In the transformative year of 2007, the minds behind Vena Games found themselves on the cusp of a significant pivot. To align with the pulse of the internet era, they renamed themselves VNG, as acronyms were popular among tech companies. With this rebranding came a mission that was far more encompassing: to make the internet change Vietnamese lives. This ideal was not just a catchy slogan, but a tangible goal embodied in a cryptic number, 1441. This numeric target, born from the structure of communist-style nomenclature, was imbued with profound ambition. By the year 2014, VNG sought to claim the loyalty of 41 million users, a staggering number that constituted half of Vietnam's population. The target that the team set is huge, and they probably need some encouragement. If you have the time, perhaps we should drop a 5-star review to show some support. Let's wish them the best of luck as they shoot for the stars. The decision to shift from games to an online business before the 2010s would seem foolish to anyone observing in the West, because these represent very different industries. Gaming traditionally made money on the games sold, whereas internet companies made money from advertising. Most would also play games on consoles that had an established ecosystem to combat piracy. But in emerging markets like Vietnam, most can't afford gaming consoles, and many simply pirate popular games. The community was used to getting games for free, and a pure gaming company might struggle to survive. On the other end, the internet audience within these regions was hardly at the scale of America. So advertising alone might not prove sufficient to expand quickly. The middle ground, as it appeared, was in online companies that dabbled in multiple industries, of which the most profitable at the time were microtransactions. This model was piloted by Korean and Chinese companies early, which created some of the largest modern tech empires, such as KakaoTalk and WeChat. VNG's decision to pivot away from simply importing games and to focus exclusively on the Vietnam market would give them a very strong advantage. The problem was creating the new technology, particularly in areas beyond gaming, which is how Vuong Quang Khai would return to the picture. In 2007, Vuong Quang Khai found himself back on Vietnamese soil after completing 3 transformative years of study at Columbia University. He had entered Columbia with a belief that was prevalent among many Vietnamese of the time, that the Western world was far superior. However, he found that he could hold his own against his Western peers, even excel. This newfound confidence rekindled his ambitions to catalyze change in Vietnam. Upon his return, Khai's academic credentials and refreshed outlook caught the attention of major technology players in Vietnam, including his previous employer, FPT Corporation. FPT, a significant player in internet provision at the time, was heavily invested in expanding transmission lines, high capital expenditure projects that would only begin to see returns after at least 2 years. Despite their offer, Khai politely declined. His dreams were different. They were of building high-impact internet products, not waiting for slow-burning infrastructure projects. Another offer came from the Vietnam Multimedia Corporation, or VTC, founded in 1988 with a primary objective of building television stations. VTC had evolved into a multimedia conglomerate, reaching millions of households. Here was an opportunity that could potentially align with his aspirations. Yet, Khai paused, for there was one more offer on the table. VNG, a company in transformation, had reached out, requesting to have a word before he made any binding decisions. As he considered his options, Khai decided to pay VNG's office a visit. The air was ripe with anticipation when Vuong Quang Khai stepped into the offices of VNG. Standing across the room was Le Hong Min, the man who had once offered him a job, an offer he had declined. Their eyes met, and they both walked towards each other, a sense of shared history and mutual respect in their stride.
"It's been a while, Khai,"
Min greeted him with a warm smile.
"It certainly has, Min,"
Khai returned the greeting, the corners of his mouth curling into a grin of acknowledgement.
"I remember our last conversation very well."
Breaking the ice, Min asked,
"So, what brings you back to Vietnam, Khai?"
Khai's eyes sparkled with determination.
"I wish to create. More specifically, I want to build internet products that have the potential to significantly impact the lives of our fellow Vietnamese. I believe it's time for Vietnam to take the leap."
A spark of interest flickered in Min's eyes.
"That's the motto we live by here at VNG. But more than that, we're interested in investing in internet products for the long haul. We're not afraid to take risks, and we won't let short-term metrics sway our commitment to projects that can truly change the game."
Min's words hung in the air, ringing with authenticity and boldness. It was a pivotal conversation that had Khai picking VNG instantly and would set the stage for the future of the Vietnamese internet landscape.
Triple kill.
With Kai's arrival, a series of extraordinary events were set into motion, laying the foundation for the company's competitive path in the ensuing years. Joining the team, Vuong Quang Kai was tasked with managing product launches within the Zing lineup. His first mission, Zing Chat, a localized version of Tencent's wildly successful QQ Messenger, an acquisition rather than an in-house development. VNG's strategy was crystal clear. They aimed to ride on the proven success of this foreign product to quickly penetrate the messaging market, a landscape dominated by the towering presence of Yahoo Messenger. However, lengthy legal proceedings put the launch of Zing Chat on hold. Meanwhile, Kai would not sit idle. Drawing upon his experience studying abroad, he recognized a prevalent problem: the cumbersome process of finding music across multiple sites. This sparked an idea for a project that seemed simple, but had the potential to be revolutionary. Zing MP3, a single, user-friendly portal that would aggregate all music files. Galvanized by this vision, Kai, along with a handful of passionate VNG engineers, set to work on Zing MP3. In their spare moments, they nurtured this side project until, quite unexpectedly, it was ready for launch in August 2007, 3 months before Zing Chat. As November 2007 approached, they prepared for the debut of Zing Chat with high spirits and a robust marketing campaign. But much to their shock, the reception of Zing Chat was lukewarm, failing to dethrone Yahoo Messenger. As the new year approached, the bitter truth was accepted. Zing Chat had to be discontinued. Reflecting on this experience, Kai declared,
"We Vietnamese have to be the creators of our own internet products. We cannot simply import technology. Otherwise, we risk plunging our nation into a state of technological dependency."
This ethos became the guiding principle for the Zing team: the creation of homegrown, localized internet products, leading to a launch of many successful products, including Zing Me, that would become the most dominant social media platform until Facebook came to town. From 1UP Media, this is Empires, episode 2 of a 4-part series, An Amazing Brand. Next on Empires, we'll witness the battle on social media that paved the way for the war on words. It will be this epic battleground where VNG learns that their victory with Zing MP3 would be difficult to replicate when your opponent is a global titan, the likes of Facebook. Follow us so you won't miss out on episode 3 of our 4-part series, The War of the Words. Empires is a 1UP Media original, produced and written by Guang Jin, edited by Alex, audio experience by Ethan Sam, additional engineering by Ashley from 1UP Media, and narrated by Luis Cruz. International research by Sonia, Kuyet, and Jiamin from 1UP Media. A quick word on our reenactments and dramatizations. While we can't know exactly what they say, think, or feel at the moment, it is all based on research. Thank you for listening.